Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Welcome, everybody, back to another Kingdom Connection episode. I'm doing a Kingdom Connection series here on Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. So, and today my Kingdom Connection, my interview is with Donna Edmond, who is a photographer, but she's also an author. And before I welcome her to the show, let me give a quick shout out to Sabrina Hammonds for connecting us. So welcome, Donna.
Thank you very much, Anne.
So why don't you tell the listeners and the viewers a little bit about yourself?
What would you like to know? There's so much in my life.
Oh, wow. But so, I know you are a photographer. Kind of tell us a little bit about that. And was there a connection between photography and your book?
Yes, of course. Yeah. So I picked up a camera. I'd always done some type of art in my life, but never valued it. I thought when you grow up, you do business. So I was in, I was a social worker. Then I was in a corporate environment and IT, and then back as a social worker, as a geriatric care manager. And then I retired twice. And on the second time, I picked up a camera, and that it's just my new medium. So I did that in 2012. So I've been photographing and had my business since 2014.
Nice. Wow. So how did you know when God called you to write?
You know, it wasn't so much the writing, it was the telling of stories. So in the Women of Wisdom book, I wrote the beginning, the introduction, but each woman was asked to write their own advice to their 20-year-old self. And then write a peek into their personal story. And I thought at one time to edit, because I was kind of thinking maybe they should all be about the same length to fit on the page. And then I realized the whole purpose of this book, of this project, was to give women a voice, women over 50, everyday women over 50, to give them a voice. And so I didn't edit what they wrote. So some are short, some are long. They write, don't we write kind of as we speak and as we think?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's their stories and, you know, their advice with a beautiful, you know, authentic portrait that goes with each one.
So since this is different than some of the books that I have read, not only for the podcast, but for my own reading pleasures and for my own writing, did you categorize it, or did you just put it in the book in the order that the women sent their pieces to you?
You know, I had wanted to do this project for a long time, and I didn't know how to do it. I knew how to photograph, but I didn't know the mechanics of putting a book together or putting a gallery exhibit together. And so it just sat. It sat on the back burner for a long time. And my friend finally said, just invite two people today, photograph them, and ask them for help. So the asking for help is part of my journey. You know, it wasn't something that I'm used to doing, is asking for help. I always think I'll be judged harshly if I don't know what to do.
Introvert, yep.
Yeah. So that was a great part of my journey, is that people want to help. People were very gracious, very kind to help. And so I started with two, and then put a post out on social media that if you're 50, you're okay with having your portrait unretouched, you know, in public, and you want to do your two writings, the advice and the story, you know, come on over. So I ended up with 49 women in the book, and they just evolved. People invited people who invited people.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you planning to do another book like that, or was that a one and done?
I have another one in the process. So I'm now photographing and taking people for the next project, which is called the Legacy Project. And in the Legacy Project, it's photographing elders, photographing the people who are nearby for group portraits, photographing the things that are important to them, their treasures, and then photographing old photographs, and putting each of those families together in a chapter of the next book. And in that chapter, the narrative will be offered by the family or the elder themselves. So it's telling that elder story. And I'm doing this because, you know, as we pass, what we have left are pictures and things. And we oftentimes, as the people who are left, we don't know who those people are and what the value of those things are. What's the story behind each of those? So I want to tell the story of the items, and I want to tell the stories of the people who are in old photographs. I'm sure you've come across a photo album or photos somewhere in your life that, you know, they were your parents or your grandparents, and who the heck are these people and how do they relate to my family?
Well, not me personally, because I know, and I didn't tell Sabrina this, but I am totally blind, so photos wouldn't, well, I could take a picture of something on my phone, and the screen reading software on my phone, which is VoiceOver, would describe the pictures. But I don't, but I mean, I have a couple of photo albums, but I don't keep a lot of them around. But yeah, but it's interesting to come across photos on Instagram or Facebook and wonder, what in the world is that?
And maybe some of your listeners, you know, have experienced that.
Right, yeah.
Down albums and, you know, there's no description of who the people are. So I think old photographs of elders tell their fuller story. Sometimes, especially when elders have dementia, we only see them as they are now. And they have a whole life story that's a backstory for them. And
right.
I want to be able to share that and have that as a legacy for the family. So
right.
That's the next project.
Right. And so, and that reminds me of a song that BJ Thomas recorded. He says, the best things in life aren't things, they're people and places and memories of faces we love. And that when you talked about those photos, those things, those, you know, the portraits you took, the pictures you're taking of the people, the old photographs, the things that they love. Yeah. You're I like how you are highlighting the best things in these elders' lives.
Right. And, you know, in the Women of Wisdom Project, was interesting, the advice to their 20-year-old self and their stories evolved as the women became older. So when the women were younger, there were more, let me say this in a different way. So it evolved that at the end, the people who were the oldest, the most important thing to them was the relationships they've had and the impact that they've made on other people in a way of serving other people, right? So that was kind of the theme that evolved over time as the women got older. So the women are from 50 to 96.
Wow. So I'm going to ask you this question. What advice would you give your 20-year-old self?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say just to lighten up. Don't be so serious. It's okay to take risks. My dad had, I had this mantra in my head that I've always had, and it was my father's voice, and he meant well, I'm sure. But what he said was, if you can't do it right, don't do it at all. So what that meant to me is don't take risks, don't try things, you know, make sure you're always successful in anything you do. And so advice to my 20-year-old self would be what I've learned in my 60s, which is, you know, just try. Just try, ask for help, try things out. If they don't work out, then you're probably thinking of another way that can make that a different kind of success, right? It isn't all about success and failure. It's a journey. So just to relax, and don't be perfect. Don't try to be the perfect everything.
Right. And for me, mine would be you don't have to listen to what people tell you should do. It's okay to be creative.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Right.
So find it, you know, and the women in the book, what another theme is that I thought they would be giving advice in different ways. And what turned out, which was a surprise to me, was it's know yourself, know your passion, figure out how to get there, and keep people in your life that want to encourage you.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, that was a theme.
So if somebody, if anybody listening wanted to start a project like that, what tips would you have or advice would you have for them?
For a creative project?
Right.
I think, you know, figure out the goal. You know, what is it that you want to do? You know, I come from a corporate background where you plan to the nth degree and then you work that specific plan. And this was not that. So I learned that projects can be a journey. So yes, you want to plan, you want to have an idea of what you're trying to accomplish. But all the details, it's okay to let the details flow. It's okay to just kind of let it evolve. And that was all new to me. That was a new experience for me. So I would say, find a passion, find an art. The thing about art is you either do art for yourself or you do art for other people, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're doing art for yourself, it's all about fulfillment of who you are and your soul and, you know, how can you express that? If it's for other people and you want to make it a business, then you have to think in a business model as well. So it's taking, you have to decide those two things first. Is it art for yourself or art for someone else? And if it's art for someone else, have a business model. And if you don't know what that is or how to do that, then ask for help on how to create a business model for that.
Right. So is there, well, okay. So where can people find you online if they want to connect with you or learn more about your art?
Mm-hmm. I'm at DonnaEdmanPhotography.com, and Edman is spelled E-D-M-A-N. That's my website, so you can contact me there. You can also contact, there's a tab on the website that says The Book, and then you can go and look at the description of the book and make a purchase if you'd like, and that's on my website as well. I also have an email address, which is Donna@DonnaEdmanPhotography.com. Same thing. And yeah, any of those ways would be great. Okay. I'd be happy to help anybody along in their journey.
Cool. And now before we, okay. I'm going to ask you, do you have a Bible verse you'd like to share with us today?
You know, my memory of specific verses is lacking. It's my memory in general. What I especially live by, and I would have to paraphrase it because I don't remember the exact words, is Philippians 4. So 4:8, and it tells us how we should be, you know, focus on things that are positive and noble and true and just, and, you know, it's focus on those things. And I think in a general way, it's focusing on positive things and being kind. And then all the things that, you know, you could expect to come would come through our faith in Christ, right?
Right. So is there anything else God's laid on your heart to say before we close out in prayer?
I think just be kind. You know, I think my personal legacy is that family matters, people matter, a life of service matters. And it's simply just be kind. It's not that hard to be kind. Just be kind.
Mm. So would you do the honor of closing us out in prayer?
I certainly would. Lord, we come to you today. It's been such a pleasure talking with Anne. And I hope that this conversation can be an inspiration to those who hear it. I ask that you lay a wonderful, joyful, healing hand on anyone who's listening, that they can just rest in your peace, rest in your security, rest in your just your sanctuary, Lord, and that you can help those just to be kind, that we know with you that, you know, that's a possible thing. So I thank you for Anne. I thank you for her listeners. I thank you for the women who participated in the project. And I thank you for the inspiration that can leave with others. And I ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. So we challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired. Write something inspiring and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. Thanks for joining us today on Inspirational Journeys. And remember, your story matters. Have a blessed day, everyone. Oops. Hey guys, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast. And my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
And thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com and use the code inspirationaljourneys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there to be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire others.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code Inspirational Journeys. Happy rating, writing, and celebrate the day. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Anne Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnnWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnnWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnnWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.